The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
Welcome back to the Musketeers. It's just Frances today once again. Today we have Julian Egger, and up until recently he was the chairman of Wakefield Community Council. It's wonderful to have you here today. How many years did you spend being the chairman of Wakefield Community Council?
So I was the chairman of the Wakefield Community Council for 6 years.
What inspired you in taking part in the council?
So I've always liked to give back to the community. So that started way back into my scouting years when I was a young scout, volunteering within the community. And then I got a bit of a passion within helping and supporting the community, so I jumped on. Before I jumped on the Wakefield Community Council, I was on a group called Focus Wakefield, and Focus Wakefield ended and we jumped on to the Wakefield Community Council. So I've actually been on the Community Council for 10 years and chaired for 6.
What does the Community Council do for the community?
So the Community Council is a voice for the Wakefield community. So we advocate for the needs within the community. We also do projects, push projects. We also hear concerns within the people, and we take it to the TDC if we've got any council issues.
What's an example of one of the bigger issues you've had to deal with?
So recently, when we had the recent flooding events, we had some of the flooding damage coming through the through Wakefield. So that was an ongoing issue. We've had issues with roading, speed limits, just the normal council business. But we also advocate, and we also have done the Fortnum's Bush play space stage one, and advocated for a new public toilet, just the normal business day-to-day stuff within Wakefield.
What made you want to step forward for this role?
So there was a vacant seat within the chair position, so I thought, why not? Let's take the leap. And so it was a huge learning experience that first year, having the membership supporting me along the way, and through the connections within the community, through the organisations and the volunteers, they definitely helped me grow into the person I am today.
What would you recommend for a young person if they wanted to get into politics?
Take the leap, go for it. There's no harm in trying. You learn so much within the community. I've learnt the basics. I've learnt how to engage with people. I've learnt to interact with people. I've learnt to problem solve issues. So yeah, no, just go for it. Why not? Live a little.
Does this position take a lot of self-belief?
Yes, it does. So you need a lot of confidence to take a position like that, and having the confidence within the people that surround me. So I got a big network of people that support me throughout my position, through my parents, through my family and friends. And then throughout the time, I've also engaged with having the support within the community, so it has been a great journey for me.
What musician have you been listening to as of recent?
Dom McGlashan.
Would you like to pick a song and we can take a quick break?
I'm keen to hear Anchor Me.
Anchor me,
As the compass turns and the glass it falls and the storm clouds roll and the gulls they call, anchor me, anchor me, anchor me. Salt spray lash the shivering skin where the green waves crash and the whirlpools spin. Anchor me, anchor me, anchor me. And the bells they sound when you lift me high, when you pull me down, when you pull me down, when you pull me down. Anchor me in the middle of your deep blue sea.
Welcome back. I still have Julian Egger here from Wakefield Community Council. What age were you when you first got into politics?
So I was 19 when I started on the Wakefield Community Council and investing my time into the local politics within the Wakefield community.
What sparked your interest in it?
It was a lot about giving back to the community. But through my scouting, we did a lot of volunteering. So taking that on to leaving school and into my early adulthood, I wanted to give back within my community.
Being a younger person in that role, was it an advantage or disadvantage?
It would be both, an advantage and a disadvantage. Coming into that role, I had no clue what I was doing, so that was a disadvantage. But also an advantage was having a bit of more younger life within the organisation, having a bit more different perspectives within the thinking around decision-making within the Wakefield community. So, yeah, bit of both, advantage and disadvantage.
What is one of the biggest things that you'll be taking away with you from being in that role?
The people. The connections that I've made with the people within the community. The new people that I've met along the way. The skills that I've learnt from being in the position for six years as chair and also 10 years on the community council. So I'm taking a lot away with me. As they say, when one door closes, another one opens. So I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
How much time did this role take away from your free time?
Because I had a big passion, I took a lot of time to do my role. We had one public meeting a month, but we also had a management committee that I also chaired, as well as our other subcommittees. So it did take a lot of time, and also connecting with the people. So a lot of my spare time did go back into the Wakefield Community Council because I had the passion to do so.
Were you paid within your role?
It was all volunteer work, so I never got paid for the time and effort I put into the community. But it wasn't. I didn't do it for any money. I did it for the passion and love within the community.
As a younger person, what did you bring to the table for the youth within Wakefield?
Because I lived in Wakefield all my life, there was nothing really to do for the teenage youth for me when I was younger. So that still is the case today in the way of, yes, Wakefield is 15 minutes out of Richmond, but there is nothing to do for the youth in Wakefield. The youth usually gets left behind. So last year we started the Wakefield Youth Hangout. So we meet once a week. It's a space for the youth to come hang out away from home, to meet new people and to just feel safe and supported.
Yeah.
Since Wakefield is a growing area as of now, what do you think would benefit that they might not have just yet?
So we have an ageing community hall. And in the long-term plan with the TDC, we meant to get this brand new community hub. So that will become the heart of Wakefield. If you look at the Upper Mutiri Community Centre, that's the hub of the community. So we're looking forward to our new heart when that comes. That will bring a lot more activities, a lot more opportunity for Wakefield.
And when will the hub be started?
So the works have already started in the way of concepts and stuff. So it's meant to actually start within the next 2 years, the building, and then meant to be completed within the next 4 years. So we are looking forward to that happening.
You've just finished up as the chairman of the Wakefield Community Council. What is next in line?
I have decided to stand for the local council in the Waimea Mutiri Ward.
Well, I'd love to wish you luck for your upcoming campaign journey. And now we just need another song from you to send you on your way.
Thank you for having me, Frances, to be on the Fresh FM, The Musketeers. I would like to choose Dave Dobbin, Outlook for Thursday.
From the hinter to the heartland, nose rider V, a briny breeze, collars on the up, turning on towards the winter. Monday is a Monday, Tuesday's a thunder day with the wind that chills you to the bone. Wednesday, don't mention Wednesday, not a good one at all.
And that was Julian Egger, who has finished as the chairman of Wakefield Community Council and is now running for TDC.
Thank you.
And that was Blow the House Down by Susie and the Banshees, dedicated to Phoebe not being here today due to having COVID. And on the Musketeers next week, we hope to have an interview with Luke Walton, the head of counselling at the school. And now we'll let you go with Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford with their song Close My Eyes Forever.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy? Heaven, is in the palm of my hand and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me. Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart. It takes a blow from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray? Close my eyes forever. Will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same?
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one,
one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.